there is no deal to be made for anybody out there. I think that changes the outcome. Maybe in the East, if the Celtics do get Jimmy Butler or Paul George, that changes up the dynamics of the Eastern Conference. I still think the Celtics, as built, they're going to give the Cavs a hard time, but the Cavs are going
to
win that series.
But you can make some deals to make you better. So another wing defender would be nice, right? You would like to get some help at the five. I know we like Capella and Nene, but somebody a little more rebounding, a little more toughness there. And there's deals, and one of the beauties, and there's a lot of people here that love Daryl Morey, and there's a lot of people who don't, right? I'm on the side that loves what Daryl's been able to do. He hasn't won a championship yet, and that's what you're ultimately graded on. But I feel for knowing the narrative, knowing the story, I think he's done a phenomenal job. He is great at these deals that you think back at it, and you're like, really, was that? And then it turns out to be a great deal.
Yeah.
And he's always done great with late draft picks, second-round picks, and these trades that come out of nowhere, really. The Lou Williams trade, nobody knew that was happening.
Yeah, that was one of those. I mean, Lou Williams was he was linked to a lot of other teams,
but not the Rockets.
And I bet you anything, watch, this Lou Williams deal is nice for right now, but somehow, some way, Daryl's going to turn this into something else.
He always does.
He always does. That there's always a long-term plan with every trade, it seems like, with Daryl. But the problem is, he doesn't have that time. It feels like there's no time because you want to win right now. You're so excited about this team. People have to remember, this is going to be a process. It's not. They're not going to get to the finals this year.
Well, but you have to put yourself, and I'm a big believer, you put yourself in the biggest possible chance to get there.
Okay.
So you do believe that the Warriors are the best team in the NBA and the Cavs. And I kind of think the Cavs would beat them in a seven-game series, personally.
Okay.
Because I think they would have won the first year had they been healthy. But let's just say, you put yourself, what happens if there are injuries? What happens if the Rockets are, like, I like the Rockets matchup with the Warriors more than I like it with the Spurs, personally.
Really? Okay.
I like the matchup better because I believe they play similar styles of basketball, different systems, I get it. But that up and down, and I believe you can go toe-to-toe with them. Are you going to beat them in a seven-game series? Probably not, but I like their matchups more. I know people will tell you that they like the matchup with San Antonio more because the different styles. But San Antonio, to me, is still one of those X-factor teams that
they'll tighten. Yeah, when it comes in the playoffs, you're like, oh, wow, San Antonio is peaking at the right time.
You just want to put yourself in the best position possible. Mm-hmm. And one of the beauties about the way they're setting up this roster is that, and it's hindsight's 20/20, but I think people saw this last year. Your main player, James Harden, who I was hard on last year, needs shooters around him, and that's what they've been able to do. They have upgraded their shooting around. So if you can add a J.J. Redick on this team, could you imagine the kind of damage he would do?
Yeah, it would be the spacing, not only the damage he would do, but this has already been the case when Anderson and Gordon are on the floor together, and you put them opposite corners. It opens up the entire court for James.
Right.
It makes James' job easier. That's the other thing with having other professional scorers out there. Because that's what the Rockets are doing. I love this. They're like, we're not going to try to get better defensively. It's just not going to happen.
But they do play better defense than they played last year because they have a semblance of defense.
They get key stops. That's all it is. You just need to get key stops, right? If you keep it a close game in the fourth quarter, 5 minutes left, and you get three stops in a row, everything else doesn't matter. You can give up 140 points, but if you get stops and you score 142, guess who wins? Like, that's what this Rockets team is, and they have committed to that. I love that. They're not trying to redefine midseason or past midseason now. They're going, we're going to be score. That's it.
One thing about a deal now, you don't want to make a deal just to make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the deal rumor with Pat Beverly?
Pat Beverly and Iman Shumpert?
Yeah. By the way, I like Iman Shumpert. I'd like him on the Rockets. I don't think you do that deal. I think you keep your nucleus that has won for the last few years together. Mm-hmm. For that kind of deal. That's not a game-changing deal. That's we're better here, but we're probably worse here. That's that kind of deal, the way I look at it personally. Would I like him? Sure, but not at the expense of one of your core players.
Yeah, that's a good point. David Nuño hanging out with us, Channel 13. You can follow him on Twitter, at David Nuño 13, ABC 13?
David Nuño, ABC 13.
Wow, it's the shortest Twitter handle ever. I love that you're like, you know what? I'm going to keep it really precise here.
I think they made my Twitter handle.
Did they?
They, Disney, Mickey Mouse made it
Mickey
for me.
Mickey Mouse made it for you.